You're listening to The Tao of Indifference, sex, dating, and relationship advice for an indifferent world.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Tao of Indifference. I am your host, Demetrius. He is Delaney. We are here to wish you a belated Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Delaney.
Happy New Year to you as well, sir.
It's funny, the night before Christmas, I was hanging out with my friend's family. My friend's brother was there, and he's like the youngest brother. And they were talking about, like, oh, you know, like their relationship with their older brother. And I was like, yeah, you know, it's so weird. My little brother, sometimes he calls me sir. And the dad was like, why? Like, are you just like just that much older? I'm like, no, he's just weird. My brother's weird. He likes to call me sir because he likes to make me feel old. Thank you, Delaney, once again, for making me feel like an, you know,
an old. I say sir to everyone, no matter what age.
Oh, God. It makes me feel old every single time. So I just want to say I appreciate you and thank you for, you know, keeping me humble.
You're welcome. Yeah.
So the topic of the day is, how do you tell them you've met someone else? A lot of us, I think, but a lot of us when we're dating online or just dating in general, there's like a little bit of overlap. Like you go on a couple of dates with one person, you go on a couple of dates with another person. And sometimes, you know, that fifth date with one person who you think that, you know what, I'm going to settle down with also happens right around the time when it's like you've been on two dates with someone else. So, you know, you got to let them know, hey, this is not going anywhere. Plus, I've met someone and that's where it's going. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you don't tell them that specifically. And that's what we're here to figure out. So, Delaney, have you ever actually said, you know what, we've been dating for a little bit, but I met someone else, so I have to end it? And been honest about it. That's the most important part.
You know, I don't think I was honest about it. But
wait, so are you saying that you told someone, hey, I met someone else, but there was no one else? Or you were like, yo, I gotta end it? Because I've done that.
That's funny.
I have done that. I've 100% done that.
No, not the other way around. Like, I was in things, and they'll go, why? And I go, oh, well, you know, just differences. We just have differences.
Differences. Differences.
But I wouldn't say, but there was one time in high school where I was talking to two girls, and back I was cooler back then, so I was, you know, I could get away with, like, hey, by the way, you're not the only person I talked to, and that was the only time I was honest about it.
Oh, see, I've actually used the excuse that there was someone else on, like, not recently, but I did it specifically because this was a person who wouldn't have taken no for an answer, just like, I don't think we're a good fit. They would have been like, that's not true, we gotta work on it. And I was like, you know what, there's someone else, I met someone else, and we're getting serious now. There was no one. In fact, I didn't date anyone for like 2 months after that because I was like, I can't deal with this person. I can't deal with dating. This person has scarred me. So I don't know if that's the right thing to do. I think that sometimes that is a good idea, though. Like, if you're dating someone and they're like, yo, I want to be with you, the only thing that would stop me from trying to continue to make this thing work is you being with someone else. Hey, sometimes you gotta lie for the greater good.
Yeah. That's your cue.
That's, you know, it, yeah. They're like, well,
by the way, just so you know, there is someone else.
There is someone else. I'm sorry. But on the flip side, say you are dating a bunch of people and you meet someone else. Like, do you tell them at all? Or do you just say, hey, I'm sorry. Like, things aren't going to work out.
I think you can tell them if they ask. I don't think you should tell them, share that information freely.
Like, oh, so you think, like, only if they ask.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you've only been on, like, 2 days. Like,
yeah, that's a good point. That's a great point. I think that a lot of what the people who are dating do, and a lot of what we do is conditional. You know, it's like, if you've only been on a date with someone and you're deciding not to go on another date because you met someone else, like, you don't really need to tell them that you met someone else, you know, like, they don't really care that much. But I think that if you are involved with them to a certain point where you feel like you're involved with them, you have to be like, yo, listen, there is someone else. This is why I'm ending things. Here's a good rule. And let me know what you think, Delaney. So anyone that you would break up with, anyone you would give a formal, like, it's over, it's not working, I think we need to go our separate ways, at that point, you need to consider, like, hey, maybe I need to tell them that I met someone. If you've been on a couple dates with them and you're like, hey, I'm not going to be able to go on another date with you, sorry, you don't have to tell them you met someone else, you know?
Yeah, Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Because no, it makes sense.
Because I haven't, it's very rare that I tell someone, hey, listen, this, I thought this was going really well. We just got to go our separate ways. Someone you would tell that to, that is the person that you would say, there is someone else. You would kind of, you know, you don't have to give a fully honest answer, but, you know. But on the other hand, the only reason I would be a little hesitant to start that conversation is because it can be really painful for some people to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people aren't going to say, they're not going to say, oh, cool, thanks. Thanks so much for telling me. I can move on. It'll become like a full conversation of, were you sleeping with them while you were with me? And, you know, how could you? And why didn't you give us a chance? And make, like, so I don't know if I'm always on board with, you tell them it was someone else. I do think that if you have overlap, like if you're going to see that person again in some way, like if they're a friend of a friend or in your friend group, you might want to consider telling them that you met someone else, just because if they run into you with that person, it's going to look like you were being shady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I've seen that happen.
Really?
Well, not me personally.
No,
but I've seen oh, so that's the guy you let me for. And I was like, oh my goodness, am I about to die?
I will say this. Luckily, I've never, like, been dating someone. We stopped dating and then ran into them and, like, put the two and two together with, like, they were with a guy. That's never happened to me, but I've overheard it. And it was just like, oh. Like, this is the short version of it. I was dating a girl. Didn't work out. She gave me, like, the slow fade for months. And then the next time I saw her, she, like, invited me to her place to help her with something. And her friend was there. And her friend was like, when is so-and-so coming over? And it was one of those things where, when is this guy coming over, because he's clearly your boyfriend, and there's no way in the time frame of when we met and when the guy came in the picture that he could have been her boyfriend without them having been overlap, you know? And there was clearly, like, she ended it when things were getting serious, so it was like, oh, that kind of sucks. That one I wish I did know, because then I wouldn't have helped her, you know? Like, I'd have been like, I'm not gonna help you. Go get that dude to help you, jerk. You know, spite is underrated, I want to say. Like, not doing things for people that you dated, underrated. You know, really, you know, I should do that more often. I don't know. I don't know if there's, like, a good answer of should you always tell somebody you're dating if you've met someone else. But I do think that if you are dating someone and you're kind of serious and you are dating someone else and it's kind of serious and that's the reason you're ending it, you should tell them. Oh, that's it. Maybe that's it. If you legitimately are ending things with someone for another person, you should tell them. But a lot of times, like, if I'm dating multiple people and one of them is getting more serious than the others, I'm not choosing one over the other. I'm just more like, you know, this was going to end regardless. Like, if it was going to end regardless, you know, like, come on.
Yeah, because it's kind of like a shift of focus. You know, it's like, you know, at first I was splitting my focus between the two of you, but I gotta stop using names. Girl A, I'm more interested in, so I'm gonna focus more on her, and girl B is gonna have to go somewhere else. I don't know. I didn't know how to finish that.
No, that's fine. If you were single, you were dating, would you like to hear that the reason something was ending was because of another person?
No, never. Even if it was the truth.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to know that.
I would, actually. I really would. Because it's going to make me not go through scenarios of why, the real reason why. Because there's been very few times that I've been dating someone seriously and they ended it where I doubted that the reason they told me they were ending it was true. But the couple times that they did end it and I didn't believe the reason, and I just, if they had told me the reason was that it's someone else, that would have helped me so much. It would have just been like, cool, this is great, thank you so much, now I can move on, instead of like spending 2 months figuring out how to move on, you know?
I mean for me it's more like I don't like hearing like bad news.
That makes sense, yeah. So you,
So
you'd much rather not have, like, bad news.
Yeah, I'd rather be like, oh, okay, cool, I'm happy for you, I hope you, you know, succeed in anything you do going forward.
Succeed in anything you do going forward. Man.
I was going to say endeavors, but, you know.
Your romantic endeavors. You know what? Hey, that's a good one. I'm going to start saying that, like, may you succeed in all your romantic endeavors moving forward.
Yeah.
Best wishes.
Poetry, man. That's poetry.
Best wishes, Demetrius. Oh, best wishes. Oh, that's wonderful. I like it, Delaney. You know what? That's going to be my new boilerplate breakup text. I regret to inform you that this dating situation has to be terminated. I wish you success in your future romantic endeavors. Best wishes, Demetrius. That's it. How do you feel about that one?
Oh, that I would put that in a Hallmark card. I really would.
Oh my god. Oh, what if I start selling Dalvin Difference breakup cards and it's just that? And it's just like blank spaces for like names. Dear blank. Sincerely blank. Sincerely Demetrius, and then like a CC to the person who's doing the actual breakup, like CC Margaret. Yeah, we copied Margaret on this, so it's like she knows that you're being broken up with by Demetrius. It's fine. Oh my god, breakup cards. No one's well, I don't think any of our competing podcasts are listening to this podcast, but if you are, don't steal that idea. My idea. Copyright Demetrius right now. Copyright Dalvin Difference. Copyright Delaney Figueroa.
Yeah.
Figueroa Corporation. I don't know. We're not incorporated. We should be, though. We should probably be a limited liability company because we say some real reckless shit on here. We need to limit our liability.
That's true. Yeah. I was going to say something when you were talking about how old you were, but I was like, let me not say that. Yeah. I think we curse enough, so...
I think I curse more than you. I think I curse the most on the podcast.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely you, but it's enough potty language in one podcast.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's why this works. You know, you are just a nice, respectable father, and I'm just here just cursing up a storm.
Yeah, I mean, we should drop an episode that's just for, like curses. Like, no topic, just curses.
I would love to do that. Like, this is some fucking bullshit. We could dedicate it to our mother, who curses so much. Oh man, so much cursing. So you do not want to be told that someone met someone else. What about I dated someone for a really long time and we broke up a while ago, like maybe 6 months, but we were in like a really long-term committed relationship and like future plans, whatever, and we're still sort of close, like not super close, but we're friendly. Do you tell them that you met someone else, like, hey, by the way, I met someone else?
I think so, yeah. I think especially if after, like, you know, you've been dating for a while and not your friends, I think it's good because you don't owe it to them, but I think it will just help kind of the transition process of, you know, you guys may not be as close and as friendly as you were in post-breakup now that you're going to be in a new relationship.
So you think that, yeah, I didn't even think about it that way. I guess because I've never had that. I've never dated anyone who I would say that I'm, like, super close with. Like, close, but not like, oh, let me tell you about my life unless you ask, you know? And in fact, I don't think I ever tell anyone, like, if I'm in a relationship, I don't just, like, it just sort of is announced via Instagram because I have pictures up with the person. Yeah, I guess so. Like, if you really are friends with someone, like, truly friends with them, you should probably be like, hey, you know, I know that we used to be a thing and now I'm dating someone or whatever. So yeah, that makes sense. So what I want to ask you now is, we know that you do not want to be told that a partner has met someone else. I kind of do. What's like the best way to say it? Especially, I would love to hear what the best version of it is from you, because you don't want to get that. You don't want to hear it at all. So you probably want to get like the nicest version of it.
I know. I'm about to really, like, you know, I'm about to Hollywood this.
Go for it.
Speech real quick. Okay.
We're Hollywood, baby. All
right. I'm going to do it. Okay. Mr. Delaney. what we have is great. You are awesome. I think you're a lovely person. Unfortunately, the feelings I originally had for you, they're nothing. I still love you, and I still think you're awesome. But I am falling hard for someone else. With all due respect, I must move on with this person.
Wow. What? That's insane. You just made that up?
Yeah, I really did.
What? Oh, my God. You should do all my breakups. That was amazing. Jeez.
Well, I mean, that's the only way I'd be okay with it, you know? If one word is taken out, I can't accept it. You know?
We gotta print that. No, that's gonna be the breakup card. Damn, that was good. Whoa, man. You know how, like, they have people that officiate weddings?
Yeah.
You should officiate breakups. It'd be so cool. Like, dearly beloved, we're gathered here today, and whatever is the opposite of a celebration of the dissolution of this bond, I would love that, Delaney. Delaney, if somebody told me that when they were breaking up with me, I'd be happy. Honestly, I'd be like, you know what? Hey, shit, you hit all the points. That was awesome. That was really good. Delaney, I think that's it. I want you to close this out. So I will thank all of our listeners for all your support. Thank you for 2016. It brought us a lot of success, podcast and the blog. We really appreciate it. Really appreciate your listening, your subscribing, your likes, your retweets, your telling friends that they should listen. If you really would like to do us a favor, please leave a review if you have not already. Reviews help us move up in the rankings, which means that more people can find us, which means that we get to produce more content. Delaney, I think that's it.
Can I just say one more thing? Because I don't want you to not say it on the end of the year kind of review.
It's more like the beginning of the year.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yes.
Past tense. The dating award finalist, you know, I think we should mention that.
Oh, yeah. Yes, in 2016. I was a U.S. Dating Awards dating blog finalist. I didn't win, but it is. Thank you for the big up. Who knows what 2017 will bring? Maybe I'll win this year. Who knows? They're having it in Vegas, apparently, unless they change the plans. So maybe I'll go to Vegas and maybe I'll win big. Or maybe I'll go to Vegas and gamble and win big. Or maybe I'll go to Vegas and visit a brothel. Who knows? I mean, the world is my oyster. 2017 is going to be a good year, is all I'm saying. Thank you, Delaney.
Of course. And good luck out there. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dow of Indifference podcast. If you liked this episode and want more sex, dating, and relationship advice, subscribe to the Dow of Indifference on iTunes or Stitcher. And check out the blog at dowofindifference.com for more sex, dating, and relationship advice. Thank you for listening, and good luck out there.